Well, the prosecution in the trial of the man charged with killing Detroit Jewish leader Samantha Wall has now begun presenting its evidence against Michael Jackson Bolanos. A lot going on in this story. And I don't know if we can say this, Todd Flood, attorney, managing partner at Flood Law. So happy you're here with us today.
Thanks for having me.
This case doesn't seem to be unfolding perhaps the way the prosecution had planned. Would you agree with that?
It's a tough case. It's a tough case. You have to say, is he a thief or is he a thief and a killer, right? And that's that because they already have him breaking into cars, right? They already have that action. He is at the scene the night of the crime because they have the DNA blood on his jacket and on his backpack. But just because he was there, does that mean he was the killer, right? And that's where the defense is poking the holes into the case. This is a sad, I mean, Ms. Wall, you can't imagine the tragedy, right? But, you know, there's only two defenses in all of criminal law. Yes, I did it, but I have an excuse, or you got the wrong guy.
Yeah.
Here, the defense is saying it's the wrong guy. And they're trying to show the incompetency or not necessarily following, crossing all the T's and dotting the I's. If you follow this one rule as a police officer, you usually can withstand cross-examination. And that rule is I follow the evidence to a conclusion. I don't take my conclusion and try to fit evidence into it. Yeah. I follow the facts. I follow the facts. So, you know, yesterday we were just speaking about this. Yesterday when the MSP trooper failed to examine the fire that the ex-boyfriend did in the backyard, right? Well, why did you fail to do that? I mean, if he was a suspect and you did a search warrant on everything for his house, wouldn't you want to see if he destroyed any evidence? You know? So those types of things. Is there a knife in that fire pit? What, you know? So all those types of things to create that reasonable doubt. But, you know, All cases are tough, and you know, the easy cases usually don't go to trial. It's the tough ones that do.
Mike Parsons and I were just talking about that particular thing that you just mentioned, where the investigator was on the stand and he was asked about why didn't you examine what was in that fire pit, and not only was the answer, you know, very devastating to the prosecution. The way that answer was delivered, he seemed like a deer in the headlights. I don't know that you certainly have all this experience in a courtroom. I don't know that I've ever seen a police detective have that reaction. Like, you know what? We all of a sudden he went, yeah, wow, I didn't think of that. So it really looked bad.
That is a gotcha moment. And that is a moment you can see that they didn't complete they put the key in the door, but they didn't necessarily turn the key all the way. They didn't follow all of what normal clues you would follow. That's what you're supposed to do. And regrettably so, is that because they already had their mind made up that this was not the person? The fact that he had a second phone number, a voice Google number, the ex-boyfriend, the fact that he got a passport wanted to get an emergency passport the following day. All of those things, you know, are signs of guilt, are signs of, and his admission to the police in the very beginning. But there's clearly tracking to show that electronically he was not anywhere around. And now, was it the Sabbath? Was his phone off on the Sabbath? I don't know. Did he, in a search warrant that they did in this case on the ex-boyfriend, the police officer says in the search warrant for his home, oftentimes criminals will leave their phone off or at another location while doing a crime. He put that in the warrant request to the cop, to the judge. So, you know, there's so many little moments in this case, but you can't get around this fact. You can't get around that the defendant was there. That's the key. You can't, because he has the DNA all over him. He's got it on his jacket some 6 months later. So That's a big issue.
And as we one of the things that I think about too when I've watched this case so far is that the ex-boyfriend also, who the police have said is not a suspect here. I mean, this person's life has been dragged through the gutter because of this. I mean, this is a very, very difficult thing now. I mean, he's got a job, he's got a family, he's got, you know, a life, and it could be badly damaged over something like this as well.
Well, yes, although he put himself in the soup by admitting to police, at least in Grand Rapids, that he was the one that was responsible for it. Now, because of his mental capacity or whatever the case may be, he did that. I think the ones around him, the ones, the family, the loved ones, will understand that. They're not going to, judge him on that. And now there's witnesses that came up on the stand that said to Samantha, you shouldn't be with this guy for a myriad of reasons. But regardless, there's no easy cases. And the prosecution, is doing, a uber great job. So is the defense. This is what it's all about. And I will say this to the police officers in the homicide. We all make mistakes. They from what I saw in opening statements and how this piecing together and watching the videos and doing the search warrants and everything, they did an outstanding job. Mm-hmm. To get it to this place. And this is what due process is all about. There was enough probable cause to bind it over for trial. The prosecution established that. And now here we are in front of a jury. And we'll see what happens.
All right. As you said before, at the bottom line here is that Samantha Wall, her memory and her family deserve justice here. The right person has to be has to pay for this. There has to be justice for this. What do you think has to happen in the rest of this trial to really come to the conclusion that justice will be served? What do you think really has to happen?
Justice, due process is, you win, fine. You lose, fine. It's you have due process, and that's the jury. It's the best system in the world. May not be a perfect system, but it's the best in the world. For this family, no parent wants to bury their child, and this is horrific. And she was such a loved person, and reading their statements, they seem like an incredible family, but, no turning the clock backwards. They're not going to get their child back. Right.
Yeah.
It's a monicum of the prosecution believes, and they've done their job, and they're doing it the right way. Let the jury decide.
Todd Flood, attorney, managing partner at Flood Law. As always, many thanks for joining us today. Have a great weekend, Todd.
You guys are great. Thank you to Mike as well.
We'll talk again. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Michael Bouchard, Oakland County Sheriff, more about this issue of mental health treatment in our community, both for citizens and for law enforcement. We'll be right back.